For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandari. President Donald Trump says if a foreign power offered dirt on his 2020 opponent, he'd be open to accepting it and he'd have no obligation to call in the FBI. Trump spoke to ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
I've seen a lot of things over my life. I don't think in my whole life I've ever called the FBI. In my whole life, you don't call the FBI. You throw somebody out of your office, you do whatever
Al
you
Al Gore got a stolen briefing book, he called the FBI.
Well, that's different, a stolen briefing book. This isn't a stolen, this is somebody that said, we have information on your opponent. Oh, let me call the FBI. Give me a break. Life doesn't
the
work
FBI
that way.
The FBI director says that's what should happen.
The FBI director is wrong.
Several of Trump's Democratic opponents in the 2020 race, including Senators Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Kirsten Gillibrand, and former Representative Beto O'Rourke repeated their calls to begin impeachment hearings in the wake of Trump's latest remarks. Two oil tankers near the strategic Strait of Hormuz were damaged in suspected attacks, forcing the sailors to evacuate. It's the latest mysterious incident involving tankers amid heightened tensions between the U.S. and Iran. The cause of the blast was unclear. One operator said it suspected its ship had been hit by a torpedo. Last month, the U.S. alleged that Iran used mines to attack four oil tankers. Iran denied responsibility. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders called for a 21st century economic bill of rights. In a speech billed as a major address about the historic role of democratic socialism, Sanders called for a right to health care, a quality education, affordable housing, a clean environment, and to a secure retirement. In the speech, Sanders noted that while Trump may criticize democratic socialism, he and his billionaire boosters are the recipients of corporate socialism.
And that is the difference between Donald Trump and me. He believes in corporate socialism for the rich and powerful. I believe in a democratic socialism that works for the working families of this country.
Sanders is the author of legislation to create a Medicare for All system, expand Social Security, and protect pension benefits. The House Intelligence Committee has subpoenaed two former Trump officials who pleaded guilty and Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff said the panel has subpoenaed former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and former campaign deputy Rick Gates. Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks has agreed to a closed-door interview with the House Judiciary Committee, according to two people familiar with the deal. The interview reportedly will be held June 19th, and a transcript will be released. The House Oversight Committee voted yesterday to hold Attorney General Bill Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt of Congress for failing to comply with subpoenas for documents related to a decision adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census. The vote of 24-15 was largely along party lines. Michigan's Justin Amash was the only Republican to vote with Democrats. Amash has said he supports an impeachment inquiry against President Trump. During debate on the contempt motion, Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib said she wants to see a secret memo reportedly written by a Commerce Department official and hand-delivered to an assistant attorney general. The committee says that memo contains critical information about the origins of the citizenship question.
This is very racialized. This is because you don't want communities like mine being represented here in this chamber equally. This is corruption at its core. Well, I'm sorry, I want to see the memo, Mr. Chairman. I have a right to see the memo. My district wants to see the memo. And maybe your districts don't. Maybe not. But majority of our districts want to see the memo. We want to know what this political appointee's true intent was. Is it really about citizenship? No. It's about reducing the number of people of color in this country being counted in the census. That's exactly what it's about. Because you want to cheat. He wants to cheat, Mr. Chairman.
Before the committee vote, President Trump asserted executive privilege over the requested documents. The British Home Secretary says he has signed an extradition order that would send imprisoned WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the U.S. if British courts approve the extradition. The Trump administration wants to force Assange to face U.S. espionage charges for publishing secret documents hacked from the Pentagon. WikiLeaks exposed evidence of possible U.S. war crimes. I'm Eileen Alfandari. You're listening to Sojourner Truth on Pacifica Radio.